B-Pod Studios.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Hardy, and you. This is Zolak and Bertrand, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks on the Sports Hub.
Heading into Miami, y'all said last time, don't let us get one. Well, you got two now. How is the belief growing on your team?
Pressure on them, right? We down 3-0. Nobody thought we should, you know, we was going to win. So we're playing free, playing confident. We're ready to go down Miami.
Why you play this?
It's Paramore. They'll be at Boston College.
Oh, okay.
That's Jason Tatum last night. That comment scares me just a wee bit. Just a little bit there from Jason Tatum, who seems to think there is now building pressure on the Miami Heat.
I don't blame him.
The Heat feel the pressure now? What pressure do they feel? They have the lead in the series. They're up 3-2.
Okay.
They've got two shots to win a game. The Celtics have no shots. They need to win everything.
They're down 3-0. He's played well in two games. It's a walk-off interview. It's the heat of the moment. Pressure's on them now. We're going to Miami. We just took two.
I want the Celtics to feel the pressure because that is what they've responded to. The Celtics have responded to the pressure the last two games. If for some reason there's a shift in the thinking, if there has been a shift, that's not a good thing.
I kind of disagree with you, Beetle.
Okay.
When you're down 3-0, do you really feel pressure?
To not embarrass yourself?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, jobs are on the line. Your ass is on the line.
Go out there and play well. But, I mean, is anyone really expecting it of you? Now, I love it.
I love the comment.
I think he's right that the pressure is on them. I wish he hadn't said it. And here's the other thing I wish he hadn't said. I wish he hadn't said the whole thing about, don't let us get one. Don't let us get two. And this is semantics. Zoe's right. It's a walk-off. You know, this isn't a prepared statement. But you know what I'd rather hear from Jaylen Brown or anyone else in that moment? They didn't let us win anything. We went out and took game four, and we took game five. And the plan is to take game six and seven, too.
We're excited.
Don't let it, I've heard a lot about us. Don't let us win one. No one let us do anything. We did that, and we're going to do it again.
So the comments, I think you're referring to Jaylen Brown and his walk-off with TNT last
night. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we just got to be consistent. Tonight we were the tougher-playing team. We set this on from start to finish, and we had a great team win. We hit shots, and they let us get two, so don't let us get another one.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you next. Now that you found your way, is there any stopping you?
Only thing that can stop us is us. We just got to come out and play our game, have fun, and let God do the rest.
We'll see you in Miami. Thanks, dude.
All right.
I messed it up. I confused the two. I got them mixed up.
No, but it's okay. They're all very similar comments.
It's all under the same umbrella.
Yeah, same thing.
Kind of. And I don't have a problem with saying, you know, where the pressure is, because I think that's factual. But I also, so if I'm going to use that benchmark, you know, that's a factual thing. I think it's true. I also think Miami didn't let you win. I think the Celtics went out there and won those games.
Yeah, and they said that too, though. Like, we busted our ass. Marcus was great. He was a beast. You know, like, they complimented everybody else other than themselves.
It's semantics. It's, you know, it's a phrase. Yeah. I don't want to get too caught up in it. But if you're talking about mindset and mentality and the attitude going to Miami tomorrow night, I think that's the attitude that serves this team best. Now, we went out and we did that.
Now, that seventh game thing, if the Celtics win game six, can the Heat then not win in Boston in game seven?
No, they can.
They can. In fact, they've won two games here in this series already. They won two games against the Celtics in Boston last year.
You have not played well at home in the playoffs the last two years. What was the thing in last year's series
with the Heat? It was, well, the Celtics, you know, they got to play game seven. They're playing at Miami. Wasn't that what was being talked about a year ago?
Yeah. It's when Butler pulled up and took the three instead of going for the two.
Yeah. So if the Celtics, you know, the Celtics, they got to close them out in game six at home, because if you got to go to Miami for game seven, well, guess what? They lost game six at home, and then they went to Miami and won.
No. It doesn't matter. Though.
Games one and two, the Heat are not favored in that series. They don't feel the pressure. There's nothing. Now that they have a chance to close out, you've seen what's happened in two games now. Celtics win tomorrow night. They are winning on Monday night. The Miami Heat cannot beat the Celtics in a game seven at the Garden on Monday night. No. You both say, yeah, can they? Of course, in the universe of things. But I feel it is the longest of shots.
I would agree it's not likely, but to talk about it like it's an impossibility, I think, is a big mistake.
Yeah, but I don't think it's much of a possibility. I really don't.
I don't think you're giving the Heat enough credit, or you're not giving the Celtics enough credit to puke all over themselves like they've done too many times.
No. They've figured it out. If they win in Miami
just
tomorrow
like
night,
they did against Philly.
They have figured it out. Yeah. And they did figure it out against Philly.
At the very end.
Yeah.
And then they started with two losses in this series. I mean, this is all part of the same conversation that we have about Jason Tatum, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's Tatum or the team. Talk about it in whatever terms you like.
They win on Saturday night. They're winning game seven at home on Monday night.
I like them in game six.
I do like them in game six. These two games have changed. I mean, you have the right to change your mind.
This is where the respect for Miami.
It's Vincent playing.
Yeah, forget about game seven, Beatle.
Gabe Vincent's playing.
Okay.
I'd be very surprised. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't play.
They will not. Celtics will not win a rock fight in Miami. They will not win a tight game in Miami. They're going to beat Miami by 10 or 15, or Miami's going to beat them by 3.
I'd like them tomorrow night if they win. I love them, and I book it for Monday night.
I wouldn't touch Monday.
They're going to get to game seven before you start talking about it.
I like them. I like them tomorrow night. I do.
What will Milliken wear for game seven?
Are we going back for game seven? Is that what's going on? Are you trying to make plans for us, though?
No, I was just saying, Milliken's the lucky leprechaun.
Milliken is a lucky charm. Let's hope Graham Williams doesn't come flying through the stands, because Milliken won't save him.
Back right down.
So he had a chance to slap him on the ass when he went by, and he didn't do it?
Yeah, I'm like, help him up,
Milliken.
Did you hear the Abby Chin wrap-up interview with Grant Williams?
Oh, it was great.
Everybody in the team slapped his ass.
Two people.
Wow, on hard. Ow! Got him good.
Jaylen Brown gave him like a hard slap on the ass when he was walking by, and he went, ow! And then Al Horford got him one that I felt. And he...
Wow.
Yeah, it was... impressive.
Ozark.
You said Lucky Charm, and Milliken got all excited. You like Lucky Charms, Milliken?
I don't think I've ever had them.
Disgusting.
Now that you mentioned it.
There's no chocolate in them.
There's no peanut butter in them.
Absolutely.
I like
disgusting.
Pops? You ever had Pops?
Corn Pops?
We used to call them, I think they were called, were those Sugar Pops back in the day, or had they always been Corn Pops?
Corn Pops, the yellow, round ones.
Yeah, you're thinking of Sugar Smacks.
We know he likes Sour Patch Kids. Great Sour Patch Kids at TD Garden.
Lining his pockets with Sour Patch Kids at halftime last night.
His zipper pocket on his shoulder.
Pizza. Are these free?
After he ate pizza.
What do you eat in the club? I mean, what do you eat in the suite?
Oh, 1951. The name was changed from Corn Pops to Sugar Corn Pops, and later to Sugar Pops.
Oh, there you go, Hardy.
And then back to Sugar Corn Pops, and now they are just, now they're back to Corn Pops.
Cereal historian Rob Poole.
I do enjoy a bowl of cereal.
It's Finish Strong Friday, presented by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric, the company that finishes every job strong. Today, Ryan and the team at 128 want to thank all the veterans working at 128. And across New England for their service to our country. And for those who made the ultimate sacrifice, we salute you. Wishing everyone a long, strong, and safe Memorial Day weekend. Go to call128.com. Pick it up with more thoughts on the Celtics. Brian Windhorse's thoughts on the future of the Celtics. What's changed here? Given a couple of wins, Zoe said something the other day that I think we should revisit. That is, if they won a couple of games, they will have changed what the offseason looks like. Or looks like, or will look like. Tongue-tied. We'll talk more about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get up.
Now, Sports Talk.
If you want to dream big.
Solak and Bertrand.
Hey, can I touch that thing? Sure, it's a stanchion. Yeah, go ahead.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The real question that they have isn't just the head coach, though. It's, is the Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum partnership a $600 million partnership? Because that's where they're headed. They both made All-NBA, and they both qualified for the Supermax. And that's the only thing they're interested in signing. Jaylen Brown can sign it this summer. Jason Tatum can sign it next summer. That is a massive amount of money, especially with a whole bunch of rules coming in that limit how you can improve your team when you've reached certain payroll heights. And so the question that they're going to have, do you believe in spending that kind of money for these two players? If the answer is yes, then you better get ready to clear out your salary cap because that's where all the money is going to go for the foreseeable future. If the answer is no, it's maybe look at the Jaylen Brown situation because it's really simple. You either give him the 290 that he's eligible for or you trade him. And that's going to be a decision I think will land on Brad Stevens' desk. But to your point, to your question, I think that their preference is to keep those guys together and try to figure out how to make it work.
That's Brian Windhorst of ESPN talking about the situation the Celtics are faced with when this is said and done. It's just a clip to use as a jumping off point. Windhorst said that on ESPN. Within the last day, it's a jumping off point on this. Have these two wins that we just witnessed changed the future for players, the coach, etc.? You said a couple of days ago, you said if this team pulls off a couple of wins, it's going to save the coach's job. Has that happened?
I think you're getting there. Yes. 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 And I think it, and again, like the Marcus Smart point, he plays the way he did last night, does that again. So you get to game seven, even if you don't win game seven, but say you play. Play really well in game seven and you lose. I think they run it back. I don't know how they don't. I don't know how Brad Stevens, where Windhorst said this is going to fall on Brad Stevens' desk, Jaylen Brown, he's got to decide whether or not to give him the 290 or you got to pay him. Or, I mean, or you got to trade him.
Trade him, either or.
How does Brad Stevens watch these games when Tatum is ineffective and you have all these other players? You need Tatum and Jaylen Brown together. That gives you a chance in the games when, shoot, Brogdon isn't good or you know, Smart isn't good. Like, you need two stars.
Okay, so on Mazzulla, is he safe?
I think he's safe.
I think he is, too.
Here's
the question.
The players love him, right?
I don't know that.
Well, no.
Do we know that?
Well, Tatum does, right?
I don't even know that.
I don't know.
I have no idea. He might. I have no idea.
I don't know. Well, maybe Brown does. I mean, I don't know. I get mixed signals, you know. But if they find a way to rip three off in a row to push it to seven, I don't know how you can the guy because that means he didn't lose the
team. All right, they don't push it to seven. Okay. Assume nothing. Assume they go to Miami and lose game six. Is he safe?
He's safe.
He's safe. I would agree with you because I think
it makes Brad Stevens look bad. It makes Wick look bad.
And
all
the
of
Celtics
them.
Wanted nothing to do with having to fire their coach,
correct.
And so they will look for any reason to not do that. And I think these two wins. And I'm wrong because the other day I said I don't think so. I think they're going to go down and no matter what, losing the series, it's not going to be a good thing. The way they've played probably saved them because the question about the team not showing up for him. Has been answered. They've shown up for two straight games. Yeah. Played their ass off last night. I mean, that's not really a question anymore. I will ask this, though, and we were, you know, talking about this last hour. What is he getting? What exactly are we giving Joe Mazzulla credit for these last several days? And I think the lineup tweak with playing Grant Williams, we've gotten a lot more Grant Williams, which we were asking for.
Yeah.
That has been good. The timeouts have been so much better.
Yep.
The usage has given the team a boost, has put them on runs, has given them breaks to get stops, all of that.
And increased focus on defense.
But But is that him or is that players? And I think that's really one of the questions coming out of this, because I want to give credit for that. Oh, you showed up and did what we know you were capable of. That's on the players.
I don't know. Every time they,
it's an effort thing.
Every time there's a listen in the huddle, it seems like he's talking about defense. He's talking about defense more than anything else, and the aggressiveness and yeah, how to ramp things up that way. So yeah, I give him credit for that.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's always the players who have to go out there and execute, but you know, on those listen-ins, he's not talking about, you know, like, you know,
yeah,
slow it down, take your time, find the shot. No, it's defense. Go out there and hammer him.
But in other series, it's been all offense. You know, like, that has changed. So I think maybe he's learning.
Well, for the whole season, it was they were a more offensively minded team.
But I don't think their offensive philosophies have changed. In fact, I think there should be this admission on Joe Mazzulla today after a game like last night. His offensive philosophy and motivation of shoot the three is a big factor in why I keep wanting to say Malcolm Brogdon. I don't know why, because I'm thinking about the two of them and how their playing time relates off of one another. But I was going to say Derek White shooting the basketball the way that he has and shooting the amount of times that he has, right? The volume of shots from Derek White, like we got last night, is a direct result of coaching by Joe Mazzulla. A year ago, Derek White is not taking the shots that he took in last night's game. A year ago under Ime, there were times at various points in the season where it looked like Derek White was a little too hesitant to shoot. And I feel like Derek White sort of shoots free and easy now under Joe Mazzulla, knowing that his head coach wants him to shoot. And knowing that if he's not having a great night shooting, he's not headed for the bench, which happened a lot last year.
Yep.
And so I think that's what sort of opened up things for Derek White, and certainly was a factor when you have a night like last night from Derek White. I think that is something that Joe Mazzulla, and it's not like something he just did in the last 48 hours, 72 hours. This is just, this year, Derek White is a better shooter. He's taking all those threes last night because he knows that's part of what the team wants him to be doing.
Yeah, he was stroking it last night, and they just showed all the highlights on NBC Sports Boston here in our simulcast, and it is no hesitation. It's catch, shoot. Yeah, ball's going up, and he had really good looks. Really good looks.
He did not play well in the series against Miami last year, and last night he's 6 of 8 from three. Obviously led the team in scoring. On top of that, we know what kind of defender Derek White can be. It's why we've been begging for Derek White at the end of games all year long, because he can do it at both ends, and we like the player, obviously. But that's one I would put in the Joe Mazzulla win column. Derek White's night offensively, I think, can be credited to the way Joe Mazzulla wants them playing. So that's something I give him credit for. Now, the other thing that you were talking about, should the team reconsider their thoughts on Jaylen Brown based on this series? And Windhorst said at the end of the clip, he thinks the team's desire is to keep Bolt and figure it out from there. And I would agree with him on that. I still believe that's exactly what they're going
to
do.
No. I mean, I think you have to look at it in its totality. I think for the most part, 98% of the time, that dude comes ready to play. How was his playoffs? How were the playoffs for him last year?
What have you done for me lately?
Are we able to consider whether or not he's playing with some kind of an injury right now?
Sure.
The hand's bleeding. What happened there?
I think there's something going on with him injury-wise, but even let's say there isn't.
Okay.
He's still a top young talent in the league.
You trade him.
You have two of them right now that you have the ability to keep.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't come along. This doesn't come along in this way with two players like that.
No, Brad doesn't
very
have a
often.
Choice.
When it does, you keep them both.
And if it becomes disgruntled in 2 years, you trade him. Guys get traded all the time. Look at the movement in the league for stars. Hopefully, they get moved all the time.
Right. Hopefully he'll just remain gruntled.
Mm. Yeah, not disgruntled.
We don't want him disgruntled. Gruntled.
Gruntled, as you say.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I would not change my mind based on this series.
But would you blame them if they looked at this series and said, here we are again, where we can only win if Tatum's great, and how Tatum goes is the way we go? And
no, I do. No, I think that's, I think it's short-sighted, and I think it's the wrong approach for players of that age and of that talent level. I think you're throwing in the towel too easy and too quickly on the Tatum Brown experience. If you say, look at it, a couple of times now, close but not enough.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe wait till they're 26 and 27 instead of 25 and 26.
I mean, how do you think his playoffs have been overall, not just this series?
Not great.
Not good.
Not great. But that's a guy that, say, you push it to 7 to get to the finals. And
Jaylen Brown last year in the finals was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Okay, so
and when he's good.
He's talking about, what have you done for me? What
are you talking about this year?
Yeah, I'm saying in the playoffs this year.
Yeah,
not great.
Yeah. But, all right, so you've got you know, one final series where he was your best player, and now you've got a handful of series where you're still waiting for that, you know, big bust out. Wow, he really, you know, took the reins from Tatum for that game. Yep. It hasn't happened in this postseason. Yeah, I understand where that would give you pause, but not enough to make you not say, now we're going to move on.
If he's not here, do you know how much more pressure that puts on Tatum? Do you know how many more doubles and triples he's going to see? Like,
he's seen plenty already.
He's already seen
I know them. That, but like, you take Jaylen Brown off the court.
Even
like,
more.
Oh, put Smart out there and the other guys and Al Horford, Rob Williams. Yeah, we stopped Tatum. It's like Miami. You got Jimmy Butler.
Miami hasn't really had to account for Jaylen Brown at any point in this series.
They're not worried about him, I think.
You're in the Eastern Conference Finals, and you talk about how he's a great young talent and how important he is, and you've got two of those guys. Yeah, you've got two of those guys, but one is much better than the other. How I've always felt, and I'm just sort of leaning on that.
Yeah,
because of all the Tatum crap that guy faces. He's always taking heat, and Jaylen Brown doesn't get enough.
I still think he was a little better last night than you're giving him credit for.
I don't think he was. I also don't think he was great defensively in that game last night.
21 last night. Wasn't like he was ineffective, but he wasn't great.
A lot of those points came when the game was really in hand. We said it was over at halftime. How many points? I'll have to look up how many points he had in the third quarter last night.
Couple of big threes, and he didn't go totally cold when he went cold.
He was a little back and forth last night. Yeah, no pressure shots.
I mean, the guys right now that they weren't guarding, like they finally started focusing in on Derek White a little bit, but they were letting him shoot early on. They're like, oh, yeah, what's he gonna do?
Here's what I've arrived at. This is how my opinion has shifted a little bit on this. I think the right move is to re-sign Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
No matter what.
Okay.
Right? You re-sign him. You make him the highest paid player in the league with his Supermax. $295 million. Highest paid. Is he worthy of being the highest paid player in the league?
No, but every year there's a quarterback, there's somebody that doesn't deserve it, he's just going to be next.
What I think is going to happen and should happen. But I won't be upset if they decide to do something else. I won't hold it against them if they say, we're going to move on and we're going to allocate that money to pieces that we think might fit better. I won't be upset with them. I will not critique them.
Better have a good answer.
That feels like something.
They might have a good answer.
Maybe.
I don't think there is, but if Brad Stevens figures that out, then I won't be mad.
Yeah. That feels like something I would hold against a team.
I'm not going to hold it against
them. That feels like something I would bring up for years.
I'm not going to hold it against them if they look at this and say, Jaylen Brown was apparently biting his tongue and not delivering his truth the other night. He's upset at his team for what in the Eastern Conference Finals, a series that he really didn't even show up for. What is he upset with his teammates about? What's his issue with his team right now? And I don't think he has one now, but a couple of days ago he did.
Yeah. I mean, it's the buildup of everything.
What buildup of what?
No, just the whole
year. I don't know
year.
What that means.
I mean, it's the buildup of everything that, whether he doesn't like Boston, whether he doesn't get the respect, whether it's the, I got to defer to Tatum, whether it's doing the interviews, the two interviews as the season's winding down. Gary Washburn's like, he's biting his tongue, but he's biting his cheek because he wants to say more.
I'm just annoyed.
Like, they know that. I don't know what he's thinking.
Tatum's feeling the pressure. Tatum's responding. Tatum's having big games. And Brown isn't. That's all.
Fair.
That's the truth. Let's get to your calls on this. Coming up next, 617-779-0985. Did Joe Mazzulla save his job with these last couple of wins and his coaching? Does the offseason look a little different? Marcus Smart plays into that as well, Zoe. Marcus Smart was a guy just a few days ago. We all thought, well, they're going to have to make some changes to this roster the way this series is going. Their season's about to end. who's the first guy that's going to go? Probably Marcus Smart. Well, after a night like last night, when Smart really set the tone and helped his team in major ways, does that change for him as well? We'll talk about it coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zoe and Beadle are back with more on the Sports Hub.
Bam Adebayo wins the opening tap from Al Horford. It's in the hands of Kyle Lowry, and game five is underway as the Celtics try to defend home court and extend the series. Max Strus deep in the left side against Jaylen Brown. Bounce entry, Adebayo turns to face on Al Horford, exposes the ball in the paint. Marcus Smart dives to the floor, comes up with it, and sends Tatum away. Tatum racing into Kevin Love, lays it up and in.
Man, Marcus Smart, great dive to get on that floor, man. Getting those knees to burn up, and you want to extend this series.
What a way to start it.
We get some rules to follow. That endless, these and those. No one knows.
617-779-0985. What changes for Marcus Smart over these last couple of games? What changes for him? If Joe Mazzulla's saved his job, hasn't Marcus Smart saved his?
Yeah. Play together with the big three. I mean, do what he did last night. It's you know when he's bad, you know when he's good. Don't take stupid shots. And that's like if he plays smart for these final two games, like you said, look, it looks like he took pretty good shots.
He took good shots. He didn't force things offensively. He didn't try to be the centerpiece offensively. He did his job.
Yeah.
He did exact. A night like last night is the perfect Marcus Smart night.
Yes.
Perfect. That's exactly what you want from that player.
Imagine being the coach. Imagine being the GM. Imagine being people within that organization every day that you sit there and you want to pull your hair out because he's like, why can't we get that every night? Why can't we get that four quarters every night? Because you don't. This team's tough to watch sometimes because they're uber talented, and when it comes together, they look like a hell of a team.
All right, let's get to some of these calls. Jimmy in New Hampshire, what do you got for us?
Hey, quickly on the Windhorse Jaylen Brown thing. I'm signing Brown because I think the talent warrants the contract, and I also believe that, you know, let's say all of those outside circumstances that would want to make him leave are true. I think that if he were to sign a contract, he's professional enough where he would still show up and be the superstar that he is. And even if he is a disgruntled superstar, I'd still rather have a disgruntled superstar than not. So I'm signing him for that. On the Jason Tatum comments about the pressure being on Miami, I'm just kind of hopeful that maybe this is gamesmanship on his part and he still knows the pressure is on himself, but he's trying to plant that seed in Miami's mind that, hey, like, we're coming and you better win this game. So, but I don't know if he does have that competitive edge. So
I hope so, but that's why I like the comment because it says, hey, I got confidence. Things have changed.
A weird call.
We just put it on them.
No, let's definitely question Tatum's competitive edge after a night that he played last night versus you absolutely have to re-sign Brown. What bizarro world is that caller living in?
That's Friday.
Exactly. What game was he watching last night?
Friday.
What series has he been watching? I'm going into full Tatum defense overdrive, FYI.
Yeah, you are.
In case you haven't noticed. Yeah.
The thing that makes me want to, like, retain both these guys, too, is I get...
Wait. Tatum's not a question. Does anyone question whether or not they're going to retain or should retain Tatum?
No.
Well, he wanted to trade Tatum 2 days ago.
All right. Anyone rational who is...
No. Oh, bull crap. If he was a no-show, if he no-showed for the final two games when they were down 2-0, when I was saying this, hell yeah, I'd take calls on anybody. I would.
For what, though?
What do you mean, for what?
For who?
Yeah,
Like, what do you
I'm not going to give you names.
For?
I don't know.
He's not getting traded.
Who's better than him that you could get?
Nobody.
Not a single guy exists.
But this
he's the guy.
This was my point. This was my point on keeping.
You understand that Jason Tatum is going to continue to be a top five player in this league for at least the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And
you're gonna have your moments. You're gonna like, what the hell is he doing?
I think you have those moments with a lot of players, with most players.
Yeah, short of LeBron, Kobe.
We're talking
Jordan,
about great.
And he's not any of those guys.
We're talking
no
about
one's expecting him to be one of those guys.
That's not fair. That you're comparing him to greatness.
Here's my point. I get the sense that if and when these guys win a championship, they're not going to be satisfied with one. I get a little hint of that from the Bucks right now, based on how they've played since they won.
Yeah, I actually think it's a problem with the league and just the way it's sort of constructed. Like, you just want to sort of check off boxes as you go.
And maybe
I want to get my max deal. I want to get my shoe release, and I want to get a title and an MVP. Those are like you check the boxes now.
Right.
All-star MVP.
Well, yeah. But maybe it has something to do with the laundry a little bit. It's like you're playing in a place where they won a bunch. And if you win one here, there maybe there's just something about the atmosphere and the idea of being a Boston Celtic. It's like you just don't win one here.
Yeah, you do if you're Paul Pierce.
You have a chance. How dare you say that about the truth? At least
you do if you're Kevin Garnett. I mean, I don't know. I just think that one. I was going to go the other way.
But they made it back to another finals, and they were relevant for a few years. So this team, I think, if they win one, they
will have been to the finals multiple times and won one. Well, just like Paul Pierce,
the hunger will not have left them. It didn't leave the hunger didn't leave Paul Pierce.
No, but I think he's of a different generation now. I just think that players were different then. Michael Jordan was never satisfied.
Okay. If the Denver Nuggets go on to win it all.
Yeah, they could definitely get comfortable and not care about winning another one.
Right.
I think it applies to every team.
I don't get that sense if these guys are able to get over the hump and win it. Something tells me they will want to go and do it again, and they will play hard to do
it. I think the last team that exists in this regard is going to be the Warriors.
Well, and how are LeBron
has
bounced. So that's good. How were the Warriors able to do it? By getting
overspend and keep
and
everybody
retaining
together.
Talent and keeping everybody together. So do that here. What's the payoff? Yeah, another chance at being something approaching what the Warriors. I don't expect you to be the Warriors. You don't have to win that many times. You don't have to dominate and do all that. But a couple with this crew, sure. It's a reasonable ask.
Yeah, which is why the best reasoning for keeping Brown is, do you really believe you're going to find in your career as a GM another player as good as that one? He's not the best player on the team.
No.
But are you going to be capable of finding another player that is as good as him?
No, but it's like the combination. It's like Mahomes and Kelsey. that is a combination that you can't stop. And that is uber talented. And the teams are going to have a tough time defending every single game. And you keep those two guys together, and you hope you get close, and at some point, somebody's got to get you over the hump. I don't know if it's bringing in another third one. I know Wicca said, hey, we can afford another one, too. Do you want to do that? Do you want to overpay, though? And then what the hell is your window? See, I think the window's here. The window's now. It's starting. Like, it started a year ago. And we got to get Brown going, got to get him playing well, got to get him wanting to stay here. But you always said, too, put that money in front of him. How does he not sign it?
Oh, he's going to sign it. Yeah. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
Let's get to more of your calls. Thanks for hanging on. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now,
look at all the suits.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Zone.
Do you think their confidence is shaken at this point?
No, not shaken, but stirred.
I was going to say.
Not shaken, but stirred. Meaning it's stirred up. Like, you're like, okay, wait a minute. The things that we were doing pretty easily, we're not doing easily anymore. And why not? So now you have to question why not. When they won one game, you're like, they're the Boston Celtics. They were the number two seed in the NBA. Of course they're going to win games, possibly. But when you lose two in a row, you're stirring it up. And like now you have to question, and your strategy has to change from the Miami Heat side.
Back to your calls. Don in Carver. Don, what do you got?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey. Listen, my son, he's not a kid. He's 33. He shelled out $1,300 for a seat last night.
Nice.
You tell me if he got his money's worth. There are three incidents, okay? Number one, the game itself. Got to admit, what a game to go to. You guys have been talking all about it, so I won't get into that. Number two, he was sitting next to a celebrity. And I should have a drum roll for this. But the celebrity being Danilo Gallinari's brother. Okay?
Nice.
How's that for a celebrity?
That's A-list.
Number three.
Not that important.
Okay. No leaving early for my son. He stays till they're sweeping up the place, and he gets, you ready for this? I should have a whole brass band behind me. He gets Tito Horford's autograph.
Nice.
Nice.
Wow. Nice. Not Al, but Tito.
Yeah. What's your boy do in the morning? Like, what's he do for work?
Does he go to work? I hope so. If he's shelling out $1,300 for a ticket.
Right. Going to need a good job for that.
How would you rate those three incidents that he called them.
Oh, I would
say. Well, I would say that the game was
Danilo Gallinari's brother is
number
big.
One. That's number one.
Yeah,
and then the Al Horford's father's autograph is two.
Yep,
and then the game is the distant third.
Yes,
I think we had a better top three, probably.
What were your top three, T-Bone? Do you even have top?
Yeah, what were T-Bone's top three moments?
Did anything ever register? Between the years.
No, it didn't.
I have a new number one.
Seeing Bruce Arena.
Okay. Number one, okay.
Seeing Trent Barter and Jason McKenna.
Yeah.
This big. Made my night.
I hugged McKenna. A full body embrace.
I moved Ernie Bach Jr. out of the way so I could see Trent Barter.
You did. That did happen.
I said hello to Ernie Bach.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was Ernie?
Great.
Do you have a scarf?
Great.
He always wears
a scarf. Like a leather
jacket. Oh, he didn't
jacket.
Have the scarf?
He looks cool.
No.
Yeah, he always looks cool.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
I think you guys seeing me eat is probably the
I was going to say, that's my new number one. I saw T-Bone not only eat pizza.
Did he eat?
Carbs, cheese.
All of it.
Did he eat in the booth? Did he eat up in our booth?
I don't think so.
Did they have that corn and beef salsa? You could eat with the chips or spoon.
No.
I like to eat with the spoon.
No,
chicken fingers.
I saw where the seafood towers are made.
Yep.
You saw, oh my God, that
showed him where the raw bar was.
Mm-hmm.
I had oysters last time I was there for the Bruins game, and some shrimp. They were good. Good oysters for like a TD Garden.
I didn't think T-Bone was actually going to eat that pizza. He got the pizza box and he put it. I thought he was going to do it as a prank. Yeah, I thought he was going to throw it in the trash.
Yeah, no, and then he just crushed a pizza, no problem.
We knew if he didn't finish it, Tyler would finish it for him.
Not wrong. I did finish my pizza faster than him.
Because he had Sour Patch Kids to get to.
In his zip-up pocket on his shoulder.
What did your toilet look like this morning?
What? What?
Brendan in the car. Brendan.
Sour Patch Kids.
Hey, Zoe, quick thing about Maryland. You see Script Terps is back? They brought back the Script.
Yes, it's it. The old uniform. Permanent now. No changes. Yeah. Thank God.
No, 10 times been in the Maryland flag. But my main point is that I love the intensity you've seen these last two games, but unless you come back and win the series, the changes that everybody was talking about 2 days ago should still happen. The Celtics are a better team. They should absolutely, if there's ever a team that should come back in 3-0, it's them, because they are better. The first three games was effort, and and they gave up in game three. That's on the coach. That's on the players. And I'm sorry. Two games should not change the entire organization's outlook on the future. Like, I need to see a win in this series and a major push in the finals to say, okay, you can run it back again.
Okay, but I mean, like, you're in the middle of the response right now. We don't know what the final product is or what the answer is going to be. But damn it, they're heading in the right direction. You were down 3-0. You played two good games. You're getting confident. Backs against the wall. You force it to game seven, win, and you get to the finals. They're keeping it together, man. Why wouldn't you? Team didn't quit. Coach didn't lose the team.
How the Celtics have already made some history. We'll get to that coming up after these headlines. 90 seconds. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.